I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Coming up, from voodoo economics to scratch economics, Lee Scratch Perry's economics, that is. But first, credit is tight these days, and banks around the world are leery of making loans. Yet one bank in the Lebanese capital is actively marketing a new loan program. First National Bank recently launched what it says is the world's first fertility loan. It follows on the heels of the bank's popular loan program for plastic surgery. The World's Aaron Schachter reports from Beirut.
Lebanon's First National Bank says it's offering customers the chance for a better family life. Doctors at the Hazmia International Medical Center prepare to break a patient's nose.
The nose now is broken, and we'll start putting stitches.
There's no way to know if this man took out a $5,000 loan for his surgery. He's not especially talkative at this moment, but hundreds have in just over a year since the First National Bank launched its plastic surgery loan program.
If you're not happy with the way you look, it will affect you psychologically.
Dr. Elias Shamas is director of the Hazmia International Medical Center. He says plastic surgery loans aren't driving his business by any means, but it's definitely a good idea.
If you have a nose that you don't like, you don't go to parties, you don't socialize. You may not believe this, but it can change somebody's life. I've seen them before, and I've seen their personalities after they do the surgery. Their confidence is boosted, they look better, they feel better, and maybe they get married and get children. That's a long-term procedure.
And promoting having children is First National Bank's next focus.
في مؤتمر صحفي عقد في فندق فينيسيا أطلق First National Bank قرض الخصوب الأول.
This is a commercial touting First National Bank, or FNB, for what it calls the bank's second family-friendly loan, helping infertile couples conceive. Maher Mezher is the marketing director for FNB. He says Lebanese couples have higher than expected rates of infertility, up to three times the international average. And research suggests the country's notorious instability has played a role in that. Lebanese are also getting married much later than before, which increases the likelihood of infertility. So Mezher figured he could help society, make a little money, and generate a whole lot of buzz for his bank. Health insurance plans don't cover fertility treatments in Lebanon, so FNB's new program gives low-interest loans of up to $7,000 to fund fertility treatments. An individual treatment runs about $2,500. People without any insurance can take a loan for the birth itself, and even for the knickknacks that go with it, like clothing or a crib.
We had a lot of calls saying, "We can't believe you bankers. Now you started with the fertility loan. One day you'll be coming making love to our wife." We said, "No, guys, we don't want to touch your wife, okay? We don't want to come and sleep in your bed. We really want Lebanese people to have families. And when you help them to bring a new baby, each time they would look at their baby and the baby would smile, it is the best way to touch their heart."
Mezher says people are speculating what First National Bank will do next, like maybe funding funerals. Mezher will only say that his next idea is something for the ladies. And be prepared to be shocked again next summer. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.